Thank God it's Free Range. You are listening to Free Range Radio Friday with your host, Michael Elves. Pour yourself a beverage and turn up the volume, because here on 101.5 UMFM, the weekend starts now.
It rings love when I'm with you. It rings love when I'm with you. You're my sun when clouds roll through. It rings love when I'm with you. I may not be the richest man, everything I can. I always try to do my best. When I fall short, I let love do the rest.
Point five UMFM. This is Thank God It's Free Range, the Friday edition of Free Range Radio. I'm Michael Elves, and kicking things off for us tonight, Lee Fields and the Expressions with a brand new single called It Rains Love. And boy, oh boy, First show back of the year, and I have so much great new music. There's already been a clutch of stuff coming out or about to drop that I can't wait to share with you. Coming up on the show, we've got Ticket Momster's latest Go to the Gig recommendations, her first of 2019. And a little later in the show, we're going to be talking to singer-songwriter Sarah McDougall, who's playing the Park Theater next Tuesday alongside, thank God it's Free Range favorite, Zachary Lockie. And we'll get into discussing her record in a bit. But for now, Lie to Me is the first single from the Bright Light Social Hour. This is the first one in a while, and I am very excited to have their brand of rock and roll back in my life. It's great to be back. Enjoy. Stick around. 101.5 UMFM.
Ticket Momster. I'm back, yay! And you're back, yay! I hope you had a fantastic new year. So, last year I created Ticket Momster's top 5 shows of 2018. I think I told you number 5, 4, and 3, but I didn't get to number 2 and 1, so let's do it now. To recap, number 5 was Moontan at the Park Theater, number 4 was Attica Riots at the Pyramid. Number 3 was a tie between Ghost Note at the Cube during Jazz Fest and The Glorious Sons at the Burt. Number 2 was Queens of the Stone Age at the Bell MTS Place. And number 1 was, drumroll please, Begonia and Serena Ryder at the Burt. Want to know why? Check out my Facebook page at Ticket Momster for the full story. You might have to scroll back a little bit, though. So let's play one from Begonia. I'm not going to play Hot Dog Stand because we'll all be sobbing messes, and I don't really feel like crying. Instead, we're going to play Juniper, but not her original version, the live version, because that is a performance. Woo. But first, one of my favorite tunes off Queens of the Stone Age's newest album, Villains. This is not a popular tune. I think it's like number 7 on the album or something. But I like it because it's kind of snaky and slithery. And my favorite part is around their 318 mark when the vibe of the song changes and lead singer Josh Homme drops his voice to a lower register. That really works for me. So let's play it. This is called Hideaway, Queens of the Stone Age.
The first time's the back, how's the bruises, the bones. got a real good feeling. All my shit's gonna hit the ceiling. Then you see what I've been trying hard to keep myself from, to keep myself from revealing. I've got a real good feeling. Yourself wondering if I'm who I said I was from the beginning. I'm sure there's still some years worth stealing, and I'm never above fight, so let's fight, it's alright. Too many late nights makes for songs that I can't write. Blowing smoke till the day. Dressed in white, or dressed in my finest glitter, holding tight, trying hard not to be a quitter. There's a lump in my throat every day I wake up and think maybe I just can't deliver. Think that I can't deliver. Be bitching. I'm sure there's habits I should be ditching. Dying hard or dying, don't know where they come from. Come from too many late nights makes for songs that I can't write. Blowing smoke till the day.
Begonia's live version of Juniper, and before that, Queens of the Stone Age with Hideaway. Begonia and Queens were my first and second favorite shows of 2018. If you've been to my Facebook page, Ticket Momster, lately, you may have noticed that I haven't updated my upcoming Winnipeg shows list in a while, and that's because Facebook won't let me edit it. Also, I was temporarily banned from my page because Facebook was pretty sure I was spamming myself. Three cheers for Facebook! Woohoo! Making pages difficult since 2006. Seriously though, three cheers for UMFM 101.5 for being so incredibly accommodating and making it easy for me to share with you my concert recommendations for next week. And here they are. This Sunday, January 20th, I've got a bit of a different recommendation for you. If you have kids, you're going to want to head down to the Goodwill Social Club. The bar with my children, you ask? Yes, yes, the bar with your children. For Mama Cutsworth's family dance party, it's $5 at the door, and your tiny little babies are free. The music is not too loud, she does not play kids' music, it's all family-friendly and totally fun, and I highly recommend it if you have kids. Again, that's this Sunday at the Goodwill Social Club. It's from 1 to 4. Get there early. On Tuesday, January 22nd, throat singer Tanya Tagak, hope I said that right, is playing at the West End Cultural Center. I think this one might be sold out, but if you can still get a ticket, it should be interesting and a powerful show. And finally, Glacial Time at the Forks. This is part of the Winnipeg New Music Festival. It's on Friday, January 25th, and I think you can only get tickets if you already have a New Music Festival pass, of which I do not. But if single tickets go on sale, grab them. It's going to be outside in a custom-designed ice amphitheater, and they're going to have vocalists and musicians performing percussion on, quote, ice instruments, end quote. God, that sounds like so much fun. What an experience. I hope you can go. Heck, I hope I can go. And that's it for this week. I'm going to leave you with a tune by Buffy St. Marie featuring Tanya Tagak. This is You Gotta Run, Spirit of the Wind. Enjoy, and I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Again, all I'm seeing. the shower. Our lungs are sponges. They're gonna wipe us out. How can I be near you again? Will we rise and shine as holograms?
Latest record is called All the Hours I Have Left to Tell You Anything. Sarah McDougall brings it to the Park Theater next week, and she joins us by phone. How are you doing?
I'm good, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So I want to ask about kind of the creation of this record, because in the liner notes or in the thank yous, you talk about a helicopter ride inspiring this. And
yes.
I'm wondering if you can tell me about that helicopter ride and how that sparked a record.
Sure. Well, I was lucky enough to play a festival at the Atlin Music Festival, and they offer, as part of their kind of package, they offer a helicopter ride over the glacier.
Oh.
And when I was looking out of the window, I sort of had this, not epiphany, but just this feeling like I want my record to sound like the feeling that I'm feeling right now. So that kind of informed how I approached starting to write the songs and what sound I wanted.
That feeling, what was that feeling looking over a glacier? Like, is it awe? Is it like, what's the kind of thing you're trying to capture?
I think like a feeling of, like, in a way of being small, like in a big, you know, like overwhelming landscape.
Okay.
Just also kind of a calmness that you get when you're, you know, looking out on like a vastness and beauty of the landscape like that.
Right. So then in writing songs and crafting the record, how do you go about kind of like replicating or creating that feeling within the songs?
it's hard to explain, I guess, exactly what I was doing, but I think I was just keeping that feeling in my mind, and as I was writing, that's what came out. And then in production, we were, adding instruments and sounds that would kind of go with that, and create like a bit more of an epic and bigger sounding record, I guess, than what I did before.
So is that like kind of an attempt at the, like you were saying, you feel small in like a large landscape, that it's like your voice is small within this sort of sonic soundscape?
No, not really. It's the voice is very upfront and center, but the sonic landscape is quite epic and big on the record in general.
And then, like, tonally, like, in terms of, like, lyrical content and stuff like that, are you trying to explore that sort of same sort of mindset? Or, you know, how do you go about kind of crafting lyrics that match or mirror your ambitions in that respect?
Well, I didn't really set out to, you know, like, it's not a concept record in a way. Like, so the lyrics just kind of came from what I was thinking about at the time. So a lot of them are influenced by what I was going through at the time, which is both my grandparents died within a short time, and a friend of mine asked me, she sent me a message from Sweden, which is where I grew up, and she told me that she'd counted all the times that we would see each other again. And so that's where the title comes from, all the hours I have left to tell you anything. And it turned out that it wasn't very many times. If we see each other at the rate that we see each other now, it wasn't very many more times that we'd actually see each other. And I think it was a bit of a reality check for me. And I think throughout the record, I have that in mind, and sort of touch on, you know, the fragility and you know, that life is short and you gotta take care of it.
Did that notion create any kind of sense of urgency within you, like in terms of realizing, oh, if your friend's cataloging kind of the potential hours that you have?
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
Does that urgency then kind of filter into your creative process and kind of thinking about, like, how many records you have in you or how many songs you have in you?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely made me feel like, okay, I gotta write while I can, you know, and I gotta get all these things out of me.
I noticed earlier this year on an Instagram post that you mentioned last year, 2018, you decided you wanted to push yourself creatively.
Yeah.
And like, was that the record, or was there like something beyond the record that you meant in terms of pushing yourself creatively, or?
The record was part of it. And then after that, I felt like I wanted to push myself even more. So I've been working on a play where I've been writing woodwind, arrangements for a bunch of my songs. And I've kind of been exploring, because of the nature of the play, I've been able to, like, explore some different type of songs and stuff like that. I think what I was referring to there was the composition side of it, and arranging for chamber orchestras and stuff like that.
Do you have any formal training in arrangement and stuff? Like, did you go to conservatory at all, or is this something that you're trying to learn outside?
I did. I went to, I have a bachelor in fine arts, so I did music composition in university, and then last year I also took a course at Berkeley in arranging for woodwind specifically.
Have you found the experience of doing arrangements now makes you think about your own, like, song craft? So not necessarily the songs on this record, but, like, songs going forward, would you see a change in how you approach songs based on, you know, factoring in arrangements and things like that?
Yeah, I think I've always thought about it, but now I'm really interested in doing more stuff electronically and on my own. So I think maybe next record, I'm going to try to do more on my own and really, like, get into arranging everything. I'm just really into that right now.
Is it something where you can kind of hear a song in your head and you need to kind of, like, figure out how to get that out of you and replicate that in the real world? And working on your own allows you to kind of best achieve that?
It just, yeah, it allows me to explore that more without having to explain it to someone else first.
Right.
So in a way, it just makes it easier for me in some ways to like get my ideas out.
Well, you don't necessarily. And speaking of explaining stuff to people, I did want to ask you about a couple songs. So, Bleeding on the Dance Floor.
Sure.
I'm curious. Are you an autobiographical writer? Like, is this based on an actual experience that you've had, or like a body of experiences, or is this something where you've kind of like just manufactured something whole cloth?
I guess it's partly autobiographical, and it's partly inspired by some friends of mine. So it's kind of like lumped together. It's not like a specific incident that I had or anything like that.
Yeah, it's funny you were talking about kind of that. I was thinking about the sense of urgency that this song has. And you were talking about, you know, kind of the time you have left. And this feels like one of those things where it's like, you know, live in the moment, live in the now kind of message to it. Do you go into a song with some sort of like goal or message when it comes to crafting the lyrics? Or is that, you know, something that's only sussed out afterward?
I think I mostly just go into it with, you know, I have somewhere I want to go with it, but I don't exactly, you know, have like, okay, I'm going to give this message or anything. It's more of a feeling that I have that I want to get out.
So writing from a place of feeling rather than like story in some sense?
Sometimes, yeah. Like, I think it's a bit of both, but usually it happens as I'm writing, not so much like beforehand, but I'm going into it with a certain intention.
Right.
Very clear.
Now, the record itself, like, it's pretty tight, and I'm curious, was there anything that got kind of left off or, you know, pushed aside because it didn't sort of fit the pace or the like overall vibe of the record? Like, did you have other songs that you'd written that you were like, not necessarily fitting?
Yeah, I definitely had several songs that, you know, mostly didn't go on there because we didn't have enough time. So, you know, I'll save those for another record. But we chose the ones that we thought, you know, that the producer was most excited about and that I was most excited about.
Do you still weave those other songs into live sets and stuff like that to kind of keep them in your repertoire? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them I've played live already, and we'll see what happens with them.
Right. Now, you're sharing a bill with Zachary Lucky next Tuesday here in Winnipeg. Was that something where you lined that up, or is that the kind of a bill that was brought to you by who's ever presenting the show, or?
I think that was just that we were touring at the same time, and I had this show, and the venue added Zach to the show.
Gotcha.
Which was great because he's a good friend of mine, and I'm excited to hear his music too.
Now, before we let you go, Sarah, I want to get you to pick a track off the record that we can play for listeners. And if you have a reason why you're picking the song or an anecdote about the song, I always love to hear that.
Okay. I would say you could play... Why don't you play Bleeding on the Dance Floor since we
mentioned
that.
It? Sure. What's your kind of best social media or way to keep in tabs on you, Sarah?
I'd say Instagram is my favorite. I actually am definitely the most active on there.
And that's Sarah McDougall Music.
Sarah McDougall Music, yeah.
Right on. So January 22nd at the Park Theater. The album is called All the Hours I Have Left to Tell You Anything. Sarah McDougall, thanks very much for taking some time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You can get addicted to the high and low.
So you sleep away the day and go out in the night. And you reach for anyone, another broken in the bar, who gets you high and holds you in the dark. I fall into you, you fall into me. Fall into me, and we're bleeding. We'll be right back.
Neighbor's eye, sure as the Lord. reach up on. What you reap, my brother, is what you sow. You may run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. You may run on for a long time. God Almighty's gonna cut him down. Gonna tell that lonesome liar. Gonna tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, rambler, backbiter. God Almighty's gonna cut him down.
Tombstone.
We are back here on Thank God It's Free Range, and just finished a great set of new stuff, closing with an album that came out today. It's called The Unseen In Between. It's from Steve Gunn on Matador Records, and the first single is Vagabond, and boy, is it a great song. Speaking of first singles, Homeshake's first single from their forthcoming record, Helium Is Just Like My. We heard that one before that. Girlpool with What Chaos Is Imaginary. A brand new Mercury Rev track featuring Margot Price on vocals called Sermon. And we started things off with Toronto's Marival and a new song that she debuted on SoundCloud yesterday called Sinner. Going to leave you with two tracks as we kind of ramp up the pace towards After 8 Radio. Maverick Saber has a new track with Chronix called Her Grace, and then we're going to leave you with one that I just heard this morning from Bastard Jazz recording artist Manatee Commune. It's called My Dearest Friend and is a nice little slice of warm, summery beats and perfect for a very cold Winnipeg night. I posted about this on Reductive Reviews, which is my blog. You can check it out there. And you can check out past episodes of this show on umfm.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next Friday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. here on Thank God It's Free Range.
Unlocked the door. She lost a smile behind the curtains as she falls. There's blood on the drawers. She's numb from the falls. And through the silence, through the night, he came and stole
her grace. Now she's an angel falling down to the darkest.
When I wake up and look out the window, I can see teardrops fall from your face. Beautiful princess got lost in the moment. And where did her wings go? She falls from the grave. She bleeds her heart, and her mother won't believe a word. So she struggles to believe herself. A beautiful rose got covered over in the dirt again. When I wake up and look out the window,
you're looking out the window,
I can see teardrops fall from your face.
Did I fall down?
The princess got lost in the moment. And where did her wings go? She falls from. Lost a smile behind the curtains as she falls. There's blood on the drawers. She's numb from the falls. And through the silence, through the night, he came and stole.